course, the spider represents Jews. And as the director that got the award for Zone of Interest said, that kind of demonization is not in the past. He didn't make the film to show, talk about it was in the past. He talked about it as now. And we know that the first step of genocide is demonization.
This is Law and Disorder Radio. I'm attorney Michael Smith. I'm with my co-host, Heidi Boghossian, and we're speaking with Robin Anderson, whose critique of the media has been profound. Robin, talk about social media's role in advancing a pro-Israel narrative, please.
Well, there are what people call pro-Israeli apologists online. Caitlin Johnson, the commentator that I like the best, they will create cover for any aspect of what's going on in Gaza. What I think the most damning things that is that the IDF itself has been posting are its own soldiers who are mocking the Palestinians as they blow them up, as they kill them, they cheer. You see things online that are happening in Israel that you don't see in the mainstream press. You see so many atrocities on the field. And you see most notably and interestingly, so many of these IDF soldiers have gone through Palestinian homes and pulled out women's underwear. And they can be seen wearing their lingerie or brassieres over their uniforms and dancing around in them. These things are being very well documented. We're trying to get a handle on the social dynamics of that and the social psychology of it. But it seems that they feel no boundaries between what they can do to Palestinians and how they can even put those images over online.
Robin, I hate to say it, but we're running out of our allotted time. We could listen to you for a full hour. How can our listeners follow your work?
Oh, I can be found on various platforms such as Project Censored, Fair, Counterpunch. The first piece I wrote about Palestine and Israelis' attack on the Palestinians kind of went across a variety of platforms. But I guess the best place to find me is on Fair.
Terrific. Robin, thank you so much for being on Law and Disorder.
Been great talking to you both. Thanks.
If you have any comments or questions about this segment or any others, please visit us at lawanddisorder.org. That's lawanddisorder.org. This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we speak with constitutional scholar Steve Rohde about three significant Supreme Court decisions that are pending or just came down.
Are these cases an indication of the rapidly declining democracy in our country? Stay tuned. We also speak with Palestinian solidarity activist Felice Gelman about her new short video, The Right to Boycott.
The right to boycott is being challenged by the ultra-right forces in this country. So far, 37 states have passed laws against it.
Stay with us.
I'm New York City attorney and author Michael Stephen Smith.
And I'm Maria Hall, Los Angeles civil rights lawyer. The U.S. Supreme Court, securely under the control of a supermajority of six conservative Republican justices, three of whom were appointed by Donald Trump, continues to play a decisive role in undermining our constitutional democracy. This ominous trend continues based on three recent key cases, which we'll be talking about today. In one, the court on March 4th rejected a lower court ruling that Trump was ineligible to run for president. In April, the court will hear oral arguments on Trump's claim of absolute immunity from criminal liability. And recently, the justices heard argument over whether social media sites had a right to ban Trump and others under their content moderation standards. All of these cases arise from the insurrection on January 6, 2021, when a mob of thousands stormed the U.S. Capitol to prevent Joe Biden from being certified as president. That day, and for many months before and after,
RCT, Pittsburgh.
So I could play sports and see my friends without having to worry about anything.
I'm ready for concerts to be back and just have a life again.
So I can actually eat pizza at my favorite pizza place.
Because I'm ready to travel again.
So that I can sit on the couch, read my granddaughter books, and hug her when there's a happy ending.
We each have our own reason for why we're getting vaccinated against COVID-19. What will yours be? Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org for information on the COVID-19 vaccines. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
It's a beautiful day, such a beautiful day. And I'm so happy to be feeling this way. Stepping lightly on my way, taking a pause just because it's a beautiful day. I'm out here walking in the weather. Raindrops are bouncing off my shoes. I didn't bring my old umbrella, but I don't care, I'm dancing away the blues. It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day.
And I'm so happy to be feeling this way. Stepping lightly on my way. Taking a pause just because it's a beautiful day. There are times I feel sad and lonesome. We've all been there time after time. The crack of dawn starts me on a new song. Next thing you know, I'm singing, feeling fine. It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day.
And I'm so happy to be feeling this way. Stepping lightly on my way. Taking a pause just because it's a beautiful day. I won't let the blues make me lose my disposition. Frowns are really smiles upside down. Turning a 180 to charge into the sunshine. Gonna tell the world exactly what I found. An attitude adjustment so profound.
What I found.
It's a beautiful day, such a beautiful day, and I'm so happy to be feeling this way, stepping lightly on my way,
taking a pause just because it's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day.
And I'm so happy to be feeling this way. Stepping lightly on my way.
Taking a pause just because it's a beautiful day. Taking a pause just because it's a beautiful day. Taking a pause just because it's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
Day.
It's a beautiful day.
The clouds break to sing the song, rehearsed as long as life.
They know it well, they know it well.
Saying that it won't be long till spring blows his pipe.
Then you can tell, then you can tell.
When you've tried out all the reasons and there's no one left to care. And you're wrapped so deep in your loneliness, no one wants to dare. Let the ever-changing seasons cure your despair. The sun is receding high, summertime's a smile.
Can you feel, oh can you feel,
the warmth in your lover's eye, truth without guile.
You won't have to deal,
no, you won't have to deal. When you've tried out all the reasons and there's no one left to care.
And you're wrapped so deep in your loneliness, no one wants to dare.
Let the ever-changing seasons cure your despair.
To gold, you'll find yourself alone. Nowhere to turn, nowhere to turn.
You've turned to clay, cannot mold, cannot reap your dreams. So they just burn, oh, burn and they burn.
When you've tried out all the reasons and there's no one left to care. And you're wrapped so deep in your loneliness, no one wants to dare. Let the ever-changing seasons cure your despair.
La 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 la. 'Cause winter is a time for plant, so you stretch the next year.
Satisfied you seem, oh, satisfied you seem.
You think of summer smiling, grab another beer.
You are your dreams, oh, you are your dreams.
When you've tried out all the reasons and there's no one left to care.
And you're wrapped so deep in your loneliness, no one wants to dare. Let the ever-changing seasons cure your despair.
In a town way down in Tennessee lives a teenage boy who's got a
from us, come on back home. Don't you know it doesn't matter who you love? You are not broken, damaged, or confused. Don't let the hypocrites make you feel wrong for being you. It's such a heavy cross to bear from love and peace, but you've got all your life to live. So why not live it free? So why not live it free? So why not live it free?
Your soldiers, they're fixing to die for a god or an oligarch's gain. There are too many damaged and too many gone for reasons that mothers can never explain. Back your lovers who whisper and cry and long for a stranger to kiss. There are predators lingering in the tall grass with motions of lies and promises of bliss. I lie awake in the night, wondering how this all began. Beauty and darkness collide all over and over again. Call back your children while there's still time, guns and the needles that wait. Lead them to harmony, teach them to write, for the songs that they sing might just change our fate. Lead them to harmony, teach them to rhyme, for the songs that they sing might just change.
This is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Good God, Almighty. Hey, 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 hey.
Yeah.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
She's burning.